Good morning, Scott. This is Stephen Curtis Chapman calling you.
Hi, Scott. I'm Michael Steed. How are you?
Hi, Scott. This is Hillary Scott.
Hey, Scott. David Kenneman from Bonner.
Hi, this is David Lee from Hillsong Worship. How are you?
Scott, it's Toby, man. What's up?
Hey, Scott. This is Blake. I'm in favor.
That was just a great interview. I love listening to your interview, Scott. You really get personal with them, and that's too cool.
Start your day with Scott. Weekday mornings on SOS Radio.
We're talking to Britt Gilmore on SOS Radio today, and she's president of the Giving Keys. How are you?
I'm good. It's so fun to be here with you.
People won't know this, but we went to church together back when we were kids.
Yes.
Back in Metro Detroit.
And you like babysat me and my brother. So funny. Such like a crazy full circle moment.
Yeah. Your dad was my pastor growing up, was a big part of my spiritual journey growing up. So tell him thanks.
Yes, I love it.
I know you were working in fashion for a long time, and now you're leading the team at the Giving Keys. Tell me how that all came about.
It's a fun story. I moved out to LA 7.5 years ago and was going to go to fashion school. And when I left, I kind of had dreams of going back to Detroit and being a part of what was going on in the community development there. But there was just great opportunities for me in LA, so I stuck around. And I did everything from like working on a Beyonce music video, doing styling, to working in retail management and then running wholesale businesses and e-commerce businesses for other companies. And all of that was the perfect training ground and like chain of events to really prepare me for what I was going to step into in my role at the Giving Keys. So Caitlin, our founder, started the company back in 2008, and we met at my roommate's birthday party and just got connected. And little by little, I was kind of just helping her out with different questions that she had about the company in its early days, and got a text message from her at a certain point that her production manager had quit and she needed somebody. And it was the same day that my employer laid off 35 of 50 people. So the timing was very serendipitous, and it was just the right moment for me to jump on board. So I've been with the Giving Keys for 4.5 years now. Pretty wild ride. We had 3 employees when I started, and now we're at about 80.
We're talking to Britt Gilmore on SOS Radio, and she's president of the Giving Keys. And your Giving Keys each have a word on them. What's the word that God's given you so far this year that you're still fleshing through?
My word this year is actually grace. And I usually pick words that maybe aren't as common, but this year just felt really important for me to understand the idea of grace. And I'm excited to pursue that and embrace that. And I think it's really centered around giving grace for myself so that I have the ability to give grace to others as well. And being in a entrepreneurial, like high growth environment, I can put a lot of pressure on myself to need to achieve certain things or perform a certain way. And I think sometimes you need to just like relieve some of that pressure and accept some grace and know that everything's going to still work out. So I'm very excited about that journey this year and just grateful for what's in my life.
Talking to Britt Gilmore. She's president at thegivingkeys.com. If you want to read more, SOS Radio.
Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking to Britt Gilmore today at SOS Radio, and she's president of the Giving Keys. And your friend Caitlin Crosby was writing music out in Hollywood, had this idea of making jewelry inspired by a key that she was wearing around her neck. And after a few people started noticing again and again, it just took off.
So she was signed and had written a record called Flaws and was touring this record and happened to be in New York City staying at a hotel where the keys to the rooms were actual keys, like a big square key. And in an effort to not lose it, she put it on a chain and started wearing it as a necklace and realized that she liked the way that it looked. And she's like, oh, I could totally wear key necklaces. And then fast forward to, she was at a locksmith and saw somebody getting numbers stamped into a key and asked the locksmith if he could hit letters into a key. And she started getting these keys made that said things like love, hope, strength, courage. And she was selling them at her merch table at her shows. So the really funny part of the story, I love it when Caitlin tells it, she says that her keys were selling out more than her records. And she was like, oh, thanks guys. Like, I'm just getting up on the stage and bearing my soul to you. And you want the necklaces. So it was just this moment where she realized, okay, there's something to this. People are feeling connected to this idea of finding a key with a word on it that means something to them. They wear that word. And I encourage them to embrace it for themselves. And at some point, they're going to meet somebody else that needs that message more than they do, and you're supposed to take it off and give it away. So that was the birth of kind of this whole pay it forward mission, which is still a big part of what we do. It's at the heart of what we do. But then fast forward, Caitlin was in Hollywood and had just watched an Invisible Children documentary screening and felt very moved to just do something for somebody in the community. And the first people that she saw when she walked out of the venue was this homeless couple named Rob and Sarah. And Caitlin decided to cancel her plans, take them to dinner that night, and just hear what their story was. And over the course of the dinner, Caitlin complimented Sarah's necklace, and Sarah's response was, "Oh, thanks, I actually made this. I make jewelry." And it was this aha moment for Caitlin where she realized, oh my gosh, I've been making these keys and people are wearing them and giving them away and it's really powerful, but there's been a missing link and you guys are the missing link. I want to work with you. And at that point in time, they were living in a dumpster. Little by little, as they were starting to work for her and make the keys, they moved into a hotel and then into an apartment and then eventually, in a sense, kind of graduated out. And now Rob is back in Seattle, and he had gotten his GED and was going back to college. Uh-huh. And then Sarah lives down in San Diego with her daughter. And for a little while, I was working at the San Diego Zoo, and we still stay in touch with her. But that was kind of the beginning. It was just this very organic process of one piece at a time, the key, the stamping, the words, the pay it forward, and then ultimately this element of employing people transitioning out of homelessness.
Yeah, and so that's sort of become a big heartbeat of your whole business, is just helping people mm-hmm. to transition out of that and to build into that, huh?
Yeah, that's definitely the mission. That's why we exist, is to create jobs for that population. And being in LA, it's so important. We have the most recent count. The numbers for 2016, I don't think, have been released yet, but for 2015, it was over 46,000 people in LA County.
Oh, wow.
It's definitely at like a crisis level in our community. And we want to be one part of the solution. And we know that housing and jobs are two of the most important things. So that's definitely a huge motivator for why we exist in the first place and why we keep doing what we do.
Yeah, because as an entrepreneur, that's what keeps you going. We're talking to Britt Gilmore. She's president of thegivingkeys.com. SOS Radio.
In this time of desperation.
Talking about breaking the cycle of homelessness on SOS Radio with Britt Gilmore. She's president of The Giving Keys. And it's a company that inscribes encouraging words and messages on keys and makes them into jewelry. And a big part of their mission is to hire people and help transition them out of homeless situations. And Britt, working with your team, what have you noticed about the reality behind homelessness?
Just on a human level, it's heartbreaking. The reasons why people experience homelessness or get into that position are so varied. It can be anything from former incarceration, getting out of that system and not having the resources you need to succeed, or a family to come back to, or a safety net to kind of land in. It can be medical trauma that was really financially devastating for a family, ending up losing your house, and it just kind of all spirals down. And then, of course, it can be from addiction or mental illness as well. But I think one of the things that we really have learned in this process is that homelessness looks so different for so many different types of people. And I think sometimes it can be like way too limited. And we just think of it as the person that's talking to themselves on the street corner, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's good to be exposed to the different realities of what can lead to homelessness. And in a lot of ways, makes you realize that, like, a few bad circumstances in your life could lead you to that place more easily than you might think.
I know.
I think it just gives you a lot of compassion and grace, being more connected to the stories behind the people that are experiencing that. And I'm super grateful to be in an environment where I get to be close to that. I think it's easy in these communities that we live in, that especially somewhere like LA or New York, where it's busy and there's a ton of people and you have your kind of pocket of community within that, and you're not really staying present to the other people around you and what they might be going through. So it's a very tough issue, but getting people into housing and getting them jobs is definitely two of the most important first steps.
So, Britt, as you've been leading the team at the Giving Keys, obviously you've been working with a lot of people transitioning out of homelessness. What's God challenged you to think about in regard to second chances differently than maybe you did when you were growing up in Metro Detroit?
I would definitely say it's all centered around the word empowerment and dignity. I think growing up in a pastor's family, there was definitely a huge heart of service and being a part of the community in a way that you're looking for the marginalized and you're finding them and helping them and supporting them. But it definitely comes more in the form of charity. And I think something that's been really powerful for me personally is just seeing not a change, but just a little turn of the dial, like a little tweak in the way that I look at charity work. The goal really is to restore people's dignity and empower them to really own their own life. And so the nonprofit partner that we work with, they're called Chrysalis, and what they're trying to create are self-sustaining individuals. So these people are not coming to us and just getting a paycheck and not having to put in the time and the hours. They're fighting for the new life that they're chasing. And I think that's a really important part of the process is for people to, yes, have an opportunity, but to be in the driver's seat of the change in their own life rather than just getting a charitable donation and a meal and some money. You want people to like own that. And it really does restore a sense of confidence and dignity. And I think that's ultimately the most powerful way to deal with some of these really challenging issues is to not give people a handout, but a hand up and an opportunity to fight for the thing that they ultimately truly want for themselves rather than it being just handed to them.
Yeah, I love that idea about the fight behind it. We're talking to Britt Gilmore. She's president of the Giving Keys. And you can find out more at thegivingkeys.com. SOS Radio.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.